Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about what do podcasts mean? Now, this is actually the evolution of podcasts to be a specific resource that's actually going to go into a website, the generalized website called Dr. Hill Teach Me Vision website, which basically contains all the innovations and the ideas together in one place and gradually builds. As I explained to one person, they ask questions, I'll record their questions, and you can sort of ask FAQs about a particular topic, and we can sort of develop a knowledge base in that direction. They're also getting the basic group together in apps, and this needs to be supported by websites. So the question on this page is podcasts, and it's got the definition of podcasts, and so I have podcasts, the dictionary definition. It's a noun, plural noun, podcasts. One, a digital audio file may be available on the internet for downloading to a computer or mobile device, typically available as a series, new installments of which can be received by subscribers automatically. So that's the noun version of it. And I must admit, I wasn't too aware of exactly what a podcast was. I just, you know, it was audio file that people tended to download around the place. The series stuff is interesting because people plug into a series don't necessarily know it's sort of a lifetime old podcast. It's hard to get to, and of course I've got another plan for it. Now I've got another version of it, and I can see I've got chasing here. This podcast, the operations definition. So you've got a dictionary definition to use podcast as a word in a sentence. The operations definition is to use a podcast in the in the environment of thinking or deployment of things. So you can make a sentence to communicate, but you can also have the same idea but have it as a structure that you actually think about. And in that thinking area, it's a strategy. I really don't know the words or the equivalents between words, verbs and stuff like that. So I suppose execute would be a verb in terms of strategy, and strategy would be a noun as opposed to an object that you actually use. Now, under strategy, this is slightly pushing it forward. This is trying to actually get strategic thinking happening when people have just no idea of what strategy is. And that's strategy. The first is a rehabilitation activity that has an increasing gradient of duration and difficulty and develops recall. So that's my, I suppose, personal strategy, that by continuing to do this over time, I can do longer and longer podcasts and get more out of it by actually increasing the difficulty of the podcast and the length of the podcast so I can improve it. But then I will have to go back and recall the podcast or recall information to two stages. One, to actually speak into it. I have to look at information and recall it while I'm doing other activities, but also after when I'm producing the podcast, I have to actually produce the actual words for it and produce or reanalyze it to put other assets with it. The second strategy element is that the podcasts, a series of podcasts, forms a development platform. So I will start to podcast on the periodic table, and it will require more and more podcasts till I eventually research and develop the full periodic table. So in the terms of the complete coverage in terms of recall means I eventually recall everything required to do with it, but eventually we cover over a long period of time this other audio structured way a improved understanding of the periodic table. Also, now, depth of analysis of podcasts by having a series of it increases the depth of analysis. So as I read through it, I from time to time put in that analysis, but the actual detailed reading means that the actual structure I'm much more aware, or everyone's much more aware of what's come before, as opposed to just coming up and talking about something. You're listening to a series, you've got a detailed analysis. The evolution environment. This is the third point under the concept development platform. So what it means is that I will, say, for instance, do a podcast on Mercury tours and keep on doing it until I hit a molecule which I have to evolve my understanding to improve. Or I'll suggest the actual fundamental concept of using set scales, teaching scales to go ahead. But as I do it, I realize, as I finish one podcast, I realize, oh, there's not three, there's four, there's five, there's six scales, and also worlds associated with it, and the actual moving of it. I've evolved, from podcasting, I've evolved the actual scales to a sort of a strategy. Now we come and podcast is an intellectual property class for classroom deployments. So I've done all these podcasts. If I'm actually going to do a topic, I can actually pull up half a dozen podcasts to support students, or I can actually read a exam question. It's not necessarily that podcasts are the best way to do that. I'm sure that Blurt would be a better way to do it. But it's the first start of doing it. And it's producing a large quantity of it. And I have here Info Podimation and Innovation Machine. So it's a large class of fairly consistent renderings of intellectual property, but it's rendered in such a way that it can actually be automated. So I have an automation of producing podcasts and actually relinking them together with something called the Innovation Machine, which will be explained more clearly. It will have this beautifully linked, so that you can actually, if you've got Podimation or Innovation Machine, you can link to there. Now, the creation of a database of intellectual capital, that's really almost the same thing, but it means that if I want to actually say what I've said over a period of time, it's a good recording that you can record what's going on. Tactical communications, and this is an example of this. It means that it's a podcast, it's an intellectual property assets. I've put an idea of, a new view of podcasts as a strategy besides just a name. And now I can actually use the podcast itself to actually support this. So it's, in terms of an intellectually, it's now an asset, intellectual property asset to actually support other things of going forward. And now we're on to the fourth area, a digital community metric. So I have these podcasts out and I'm getting feedback. So on the number of people looking at them and things, and there's actual structures. So the actual podcast has an idea, it's done, but how I build a container around it. So the podcast itself is people are interested in the podcast, and from their interest I can actually see things about it. But specifically, feedback from support channels like RSS feeds, feed readers, for system, user system compatibility. So people may be interested in it, but it may not be, it may be in a too large a file, it may be in the wrong format, it may require a cover or various things. And it's also, it gives a historical context to the data. That is, I've done, by looking at the digital community metrics, collecting over a period of time, being able to observe it over a period of time, the fact that, say I've got 80 subscribers now, well, what does that mean? Well, it's gone up, it's gone quickly to 60, hovered around a bit over 60, dropped down and increased up again. But by having that metric stored over a period of time, I can actually interpret the data in a more meaningful way. And I really, myself, I knew what I was writing here, but this is the fifth one. A perspective on digital offerings, strategic scenarios, and posturings. Oh yeah, fundamentally, I'm into the podcast space, and then when I get in there, I see people like the unions or the Cosmos magazine creating a perspective on podcast, so the unions are producing a podcast series, the Cosmos magazine's providing assets, quiz assets to go with their, they'll select, say, a podcast from the internet and surround that, pack that with quizzes. So you can see what they're doing, but having had the podcast as an operational strategy to reliably doing, you enter there as a not just a customer but a co-producer. So it's sort of like when you're meeting with the people, you in the supply chain, you treat them differently and give them different information as you do from, say, an interested member of the press or a customer downstream. It means that I'm upstream a little bit from doing involved in podcasting, and people who are listening to this and listening to the actual podcast stories are a little bit upstream. They sort of know the software issues as we're going through it forward. Thanks a lot for listening. That's a support for this page to try and explain what it's about. And so now this page should come alive. And for the moment, I'll go the standard way of producing the podcast and putting it through to MP4 and YouTube so you can click on it. But ultimately, I'll just have a little audio description button. Yeah, I think I might just actually cut and paste the actual... that would be great. I can cut and paste, go to the feed reader, cut and paste the audio play button, and actually put that in the web page. That would be an incredibly fantastic thing to do. This is an example of the strategy by having the podcasts with the correct digital measurement. With it, I can possibly cut and paste from a an RSS feed where I've actually written the actual audio players and just plop the audio player down in the web page. So if you want a story, a description of it, I'll do it two ways forward. Thanks a lot for listening as I struggle away. Thank you. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.